Hello, everybody. I'm Red Conrad, and you are listening to Red Conrad's Wellness Podcast. If you listen to the introduction episode, I am sorry I bounced all over the place. I just wanted to get it out there, the official launch out there. I'm also going to ask you to please go over to redconrad.com, follow the blog. On the blog, you will have a three-part introduction to myself in the series I Am That I Am. There's the outcast, the physical side, and a thriver. All in the I Am That I Am series. It's basically an introduction to me, my story, who I am, why I'm doing this. Following that series, I started getting into the nitty-gritty, like I said I was going to do in the introduction episode of this podcast. This episode is going to be slightly attached to the blog post that just went up about vaccinations and antibiotics and why I feel we should stop using them. Again, this podcast, the blog, it's my opinion. All right, my opinion based on my research, my experiences. This is not to be taken as medical advice. All right, I have to say that disclaimer because I don't want my opinions or my recommendations to be construed as medical advice. I am not a doctor. I am not a licensed nutritionist or anything of that sort. I'm just a health enthusiast, you know, trying to get information out there that I feel is important to be gotten out. There is a lot of reports and studies that will back up what I say, but you know, again, that's up to you to do your own research on what I'm saying. Some of my blog posts do have links to my sources as well as to additional reading. So you can follow up on your research and on that further reading. Those articles do have links to the studies and the reports that do back up my statements or the statements made in that particular article. All right. Now, I wanted to be clear on what I'm going to say, all right? I need you to stop listening to the mainstream media, all right? Because the mainstream media is still pushing this idea we all have to be vaccinated, whether it's the flu or you know, some other bunch of nonsense. Look at the statistics of diseases compared to the statistics of vaccinations, just for starters. Over the course of the past 70 years, 80 years, the number of vaccines that our children need from, like, birth to 18 months has skyrocketed. Today, our newborns are looking at receiving, what, upwards of 40 plus vaccinations by the time they're 18 months old. So by the time they finish school, they're now 17, 18 years old, graduating high school. How many vaccinations did they have over their lifetime compared to, you know, 50 years ago, 70 years ago? I want, go ahead, if you're, you know, my age, just think about how many vaccinations you've had growing up. Ask your parents how many they've had, and ask your grandparents how many vaccinations they received. Look at how many vaccinations you're now being forced to give your children. And with all these answers, all right, I want you to then go and ask your parents and ask your grandparents how many individuals, don't Google the national averages, right? I don't want you to do that. Based on observations, based on what your grandparents remember, what your parents remember, what you remember when you were younger, and now what you're seeing as you're taking your kids to school, or you're taking your kids to the softball game, their softball games, or whatever, you know, extracurricular activities they do, or you're out and about shopping. Compare all that. What your grandparents saw, what your parents saw, what you saw growing up, and what you see now. How many people just out and about in your daily lives noticeably suffered from autism, noticeably suffered from some kind of depressive or anxiety disorder? noticeably suffer from Parkinson's disease or some other kind of disease, noticeably suffer from some kind of physical ailment, I can almost bet you're going to say, based on what your grandparents remember, all the way down to what you're seeing today as you're going out and about with your children or going out and about shopping, that number, what you're seeing in your daily life, went up. Your grandparents might not remember seeing anybody, or if they did, it was maybe a person or two people in the entire neighborhood. Down to today, you're noticing maybe 10, 15, 20 in your own neighborhood that are suffering, noticeably suffering from some kind of ailment. Now, take that figure and directly correlate that, match it direct up to the increase in the vaccinations that we're getting, you know, from being born right up to the graduation. How many vaccinations we're forced to get? And then on top of that, well, every time there's a flu come out, we're told, well, we got to get this new flu vaccine. We got to get this. A vaccination for this, or you want to travel, so you need to get vaccines to travel into whatever country you want to go into. Like, if you're going to go visit an African nation, you got to get all those vaccinations. If you're a military spouse, ask your spouse how many vaccinations they get in the service. And look at how many vaccinations we get today compared to how much vaccinations your parents or grandparents got in their lifetime. And then match that up to the amount of diseases we're seeing today. Alright, it is a proven fact that vaccinations are causing the increase in autism, an increase in the elderly developing dementia, and then developing full-on Alzheimer's, developing Parkinson's disease, an increase in children developing rheumatoid arthritis, in people developing diabetes, depression disorders, anxiety disorders. This is all directly linked to vaccinations. The same can be said for antibiotics. Yes, antibiotics can and do fight infections. But here's the problem. Antibiotics have been overly used to the point that now, according to a recent study, 30% annual antibiotics are either unnecessarily or inappropriately prescribed. 30% of annual antibiotics are inappropriately or unnecessarily prescribed. What this is doing is creating a superbug problem. All right, because in the normal evolution of bacteria, all right, bacteria is constantly changing. There's constantly new strains of each kind of infection, each kind of disease, each kind of flu popping up. But by the use of these antibiotics, we kind of sped up that process, because the bacteria is going to evolve to try to live on through that antibiotic. And there has not been one new antibiotic, a class of antibiotic created since 1986, because Big Pharma doesn't feel this is profitable. Alright, antibiotic creation is not profitable for Big Pharma. So there has been no new class of antibiotic created since 1986. So in this era where we feel that our weapons to fight disease is chemicals, we have stopped creating new chemical weapons because it's no longer profitable. And already, millions of people are falling ill to these superbugs, and thousands of these people are dying every year to these superbugs that were created by the overuse and misuse of antibiotics. And on top of that, antibiotics also attack the good bacteria. We have in us, as part of our immune system, what's now known as the microbiome. It's all the good bacteria that lives in our body that helps build our immune system. That good bacteria attacks the bad bacteria. Well, the antibiotic also attacks that good bacteria, to the point where we are now super dependent on those antibiotics for our immunity. The antibiotics, these chemicals, are essentially replacing our immune system. Now, if you're like me and you have rheumatoid arthritis and or diabetes, I have both, those antibiotics are now super dangerous because it's making you that much more susceptible to more severe illnesses. Because diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease. An autoimmune disease basically means that your immune system is already compromised. So it's more likely for me to get sick than somebody who doesn't have an autoimmune disease. Somebody that doesn't have rheumatoid arthritis, doesn't have diabetes, or doesn't have some other autoimmune disease. I'm more likely to get sick than somebody like that. Now, if I was to go out and get an antibiotic for something, I make myself more susceptible during the time I'm taking that antibiotic up to a month after I finish the antibiotic. I am more susceptible to falling ill, to a more severe illness, than somebody who doesn't have an autoimmune disease. Also, in these antibiotics and vaccinations, there's also other ingredients that we shouldn't even be injecting into our bodies, such as antifreeze, formaldehyde, animal tissues, human tissues, aluminum, and a whole slew of other chemicals and toxins. Aluminum alone has been linked to the development of dementia and full-on Alzheimer's. It's also been linked to the development of several cancers. Aluminum you will also find in your antiperspirants. So, you know, it's a lot safer to use a deodorant, preferably, you know, natural deodorant. Something as simple as mineral water will do, because you have to perspire. By blocking the perspiration and not allowing your body to sweat out the toxins, you're only raising the chances, raising the likelihood that you're going to develop some form of cancer, or that you could develop dementia and possibly full-blown Alzheimer's. Put plain and simple, these antibiotics and these vaccines are killing us, they're destroying us. It's also been noted in several reports that mainstream media, is lying to us, trying to scare us to get these vaccinations, because they tell us that by getting this vaccine, you are 50% less likely to get this strain of whatever. During flu season, it's the flu, right? Well, here's the problem with that. If you don't get the vaccine, you're only 4% likely to get that year's strain of the flu, right? So by getting the vaccine, you're 2% likely to get the vaccine, which means without the vaccine, you're 96% likely to not get sick. All right? But they're not going to tell you that because they want you to get the vaccination. When you get an infection, they want you to get the antibiotic. They want you to do this because, like I stated a few minutes ago, it's going to make you sicker. It could create issues with your children or with yourself. But it is going to make you sicker. It is going to compromise your immune system. It is going to kill some of that good bacteria. In each and every one of us, we have trace amounts of good bacteria that go all the way back to our ancestry. In most cases, these bacteria are so low they're hard to detect. Now, some of these bacteria might not have any purpose anymore. They're just lingering on from our ancestors from, you know, thousands of years ago. But these bacteria might also serve a purpose. You know, through the natural evolution of things, strains of food may change, or a new food may pop up that we may have to eat. Well, this ancestral bacteria might be what we need to fend off the bad bacteria and toxins in that food, and at the same time pull the nutrition out of that food to supply our body with the nutrition. Well, if these vaccinations and antibiotics kill off that good bacteria, now we're completely defenseless against that new food. So we're either not going to be able to fend off the bad bacteria, not be able to pull the nutrition out of that food, or both. Bottom line is, antibiotics are bad for you, vaccinations are bad for you, and the government knows it, Big Pharma knows it, and these corporations that make these things knows it. As of 1986, you are unable to sue a pharmaceutical company that you can connect directly to the harm in yourself or your child. Not their antibiotic or their vaccination, their vaccine, caused that harm. If you can prove it, it don't matter today. As of 1986, you cannot sue that company. Now, why is that? You can't sue the pharmaceutical company, even if you can prove it, because prior to 1986, they were losing so much money in lost lawsuits due to people proving that their vaccines, their antibiotics, caused harm, caused diseases in their children or themselves, that they actually pushed the government to create a law to protect them. And they did. A lot of people that are able to prove that the vaccine or antibiotic caused the autism, caused the arthritis, caused the diabetes, caused the dementia, caused or whatever. And they're being paid off millions of dollars for those damages caused by their vaccine or their antibiotic. But in order to receive that payout, they also have to sign an undisclosed agreement that they will not tell anybody, one, how much they were paid off by that pharmaceutical company, and two, they will not tell anybody that that disease was caused by that vaccination or that antibiotic. How sick is that? So between the government owning patents to a lot of these vaccines or a lot of these antibiotics, and then by helping protect Big Pharma from being sued by families that can prove that the vaccination and the antibiotic caused this, it is only proving that they know what they are doing and they don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about our health. They care about one thing and one thing alone, and that is profits. They profit off of our being sick. So while they're out there pushing that we need these vaccinations, while they're passing laws stating that it is mandatory for our children to go to school, we need to vaccinate them, while they're overusing antibiotics, they're also suppressing people that are trying to spread knowledge about natural remedies, natural cures, natural antibiotics. Natural, just nature in general, basically. They're suppressing, they're quieting, they're throwing cease and desist orders at. Look it up. There's a case that dates back to the 70s, I believe, from Canada. Herbal remedies. She was forced to cease and desist. All of her records, all of her research was taken and destroyed. And the same thing is happening here in America, over in England. It don't matter. Same thing's happening everywhere. You try to put out the information about colloidal silver, about garlic, about any of these natural antibiotics, these natural remedies. They are going to suppress. Why do you think that they have to be marketed as a dietary supplement? Why do you think they are not allowed to be marketed as an antibiotic, as a treatment, as a cure? Because if we are allowed to know that colloidal silver is a very strong, powerful antibiotic, that garlic is a powerful antibiotic, that there are natural remedies, natural treatments for everything under the sun, including cancer, Big Pharma is going to go bankrupt because you cannot monopolize a disease that is curable. You can no longer profit off of a disease that through proper nutrition has been killed off. So not only are they suppressing natural remedies, natural cures, natural antibiotics, natural treatments, and using scare tactics to get us to use these vaccines and passing laws to get us to use these vaccinations, pushing us to believe that we need to use antibiotics to get rid of infections, not allowing us to know about these natural treatments, they're actually forcing us into this chemical construct to shoot chemicals into our own bodies. And we're going to continue to do so. Why? Because, well, we have this infection, we take this antibiotic, we're fine. We get better. We're feeling temporary relief. We're not noticing what's happening inside of our bodies for years to come. We get this year's flu vaccination. We happen to not get the flu when we already had 96% chance without the vaccine of not getting it anyway. We didn't get sick. So we're going to continue getting the vaccination, but we're not noticing the damage that vaccination is having on our bodies for years to come. We're not noticing that. We're only noticing the immediate results. So we're going to continue to do it. Now, this may sound like, you know, well, what is there for us to do? Like I said, there's natural treatments, natural remedies. What you do is you stop taking the antibiotics, you stop taking vaccinations, you fight the law. There's a program out there right now. I forget exactly what it's called, but look up, just Google vaccination card or Dr. Rima vaccination card. Dr. R-I-M-A, Rima vaccination card. And you should find her website. And she speaks about vaccinations in depth, and she has this vaccination card program that you can actually get this card, and she goes on all about it, about informed consent. We have to have informed consent. Okay, so you are allowed to say no to those vaccinations. Doesn't matter what our local, state, federal, national laws state. International laws trump national laws. No national law is allowed to supersede informed consent. Alright? That might be the only plus to the United Nations, but no national law, no law is allowed to supersede informed consent. And Dr. Rima recommends you get this vaccination card, which you sign and date. You can date it from, you know, back to your birth. That will show doctors that you do not consent to being vaccinated. You are choosing to not be vaccinated. You are choosing to not take an antibiotic. And they are not allowed to force you to go against informed consent. It is against the law. Sorry for the pause. I'm trying to take a drink. Whereas it is against the law to go against informed consent. No national, federal, state, local law is allowed to do that. As far as other things you can do, is if you are religious, if you do believe in God or some form of God, you can apply for religious exemption. No, get your kids out of their vaccination requirements based on, you know, religious reasonings. And basically throw the law, you know, in their faces. Because, at least here in America, we have the right to a free education. So basically, when they tell you that your child cannot go to school because they don't have X amount of vaccinations that they're supposed to have by law, by a certain age, in order to get into that school, they're that district, your local government is basically telling you that they're breaking the law, the federal law, constitutionally protected right to free education, because your child's not vaccinated. And I want you to think about this. Prior to being vaccinated, autistic children was a 1 in 10,000 occurrence. 1 in 10,000 babies born developed autism. Today, it's approximately 1 in 55. 1 in every 55 children born will develop autism. Now think about this for a second. Pre-vaccination, 1 in 10,000. In the Amish community, which does not get vaccinated, they don't do vaccinations in the Amish community, it is still the natural 1 in 10,000. Our society, that does get vaccinated, 1 in 55. Now, if prior to vaccinations, and the Amish today, still today, who does not get vaccinated, is 1 in 10,000, but the rest of us are 1 in 55, how can you not see the direct connection there? How can you not see the connection that vaccines do in fact have a direct role in the rise of autism and other ailments? I recommend stop taking antibiotics, stop using antibiotics, stop vaccinating, do what you can to fight vaccinations, both for yourself and your children. If you got, you can get the, I believe Dr. Rima calls it the ADV card. Get that for yourself and your family. If you do follow a religious faith, apply for religious exemption. And if all else fails, if the government's going to press you that hard, that, you know, they have the right to break their own laws because they want to force you and your family to be ill and possibly develop autism or diabetes if you don't already have diabetes or some other ailment, or when you or your child get older, you raise your risks of developing Parkinson's or dementia or Alzheimer's, that they're going to break their own laws to make you do that in order for your child to have a constitutionally protected free education, federal law protected right to free education. Homeschool your child. Homeschool. It is a process, but you know what? If more parents today spend as much time with their children as parents did back in the day, we wouldn't have a society the way we do today. Because you can't deny the fact that the work ethic in today's young has gone down dramatically. Everybody wants to be the CEO, but nobody wants to do anything to get there. They go to school and and you know they're whining in college, whining about the stupidest of things, and then spending most of their time whining and going to protests and partying, and then they come out of school and they want to jump right into the CEO's office. So they don't want to work their way up. They have no work ethic. You can't deny that. So, you know, homeschooling. Do for your kids what your parents did for you. What your grandparents did for their, for your parents. What the older generations did for their children. That today, for one reason or another, just doesn't seem to be happening. As far as fighting off disease goes and reducing the risk of developing disease, the answer is simple, pure nutrition. So, what you want to do is, I'm not saying you got to necessarily change your diet or go run out to the store and buy, you know, $10, $15 dietary supplement, because those supplements don't work. They're shit. You want to buy foods that are non-GMO or organic. But if you can, buy them from independently owned companies. Because a lot of the brands that are non-GMO or organic are owned by larger corporations that are spending millions of dollars to fight us being allowed to know what's in our food. And a lot of non-GMO brands that were taken over by some of these bigger food companies also replace a lot of those non-GMO ingredients with GM ingredients. Now, because of the law, if it's labeled organic, it is organic. So you can trust organic, but at the same time, if that organic brand is owned by a larger food corporation, you're still funding their fight against us knowing what's in our food. You're also funding the consolidation of the organic industry, which you really don't want to do. If the control is in fewer and fewer hands, sooner or later, we're going to lose control of, well, is it actually organic? You know what I mean? So you want to go for independently owned, which would, in more cases than not, be your local shops. And yes, in some cases, they are going to be a little bit higher priced than if you buy an organic brand owned by a bigger company. That's only because larger companies are able to charge a little bit less without affecting their profits. So if you can, I would still buy from the local independently owned brand. This way you can know for a fact it is non-GMO, you know for a fact it is organic, and at the same time you're keeping that money in your local economy, you're helping support a local family, and you're consuming food that is healthy for you and your family, and you know you're going to be able to absorb the nutrition in that food, and just nutrition. You're not going to be getting any antibiotics that a lot of other companies use in their foods. You're not going to be eating any of the chemicals that a lot of these other companies use on their foods or in their foods. Because that's a thing, that's a problem also. If you take, you know, even if you don't use antibiotics or don't use vaccinations, it's been discovered that antibiotics have been able to make it through the treatment process. In other words, antibiotic-laced water is making it back into the environment and into your tap. So if you drink water or drink tea or coffee or whatever, you're still consuming trace amounts of antibiotic, more than likely. So on top of switching to these non-GMO organic brands, like instead of eating Tyson chicken, for example, you can go for the non-GMO branded chicken or the organic branded chicken. And you also want to supplement your diet as well. But instead of taking those $10, $15 multivitamins at the supermarket, which are shit, they're not formulated properly, your body's not going to be able to absorb them, especially if you're diabetic. Your body, you're not going to be able to absorb it. You need a supplement that is non-GMO or organic sourced, but it also needs to be properly formulated That's how your body can absorb it. If you go to redconrad.com, you can see that I have non-GMO supplements available. I also have non-GMO teas available. And what I recommend doing, on top of switching to these non-GMO brands and organic brands for your foods, is take the lifestyle mix, offer at runconrad.com, because that lifestyle mix is chock full of probiotics and prebiotics. Because here's the thing, antibiotic, it comes from the Latin, which means against life. Now, if antibiotic is a problem, you know, it's against life, then probiotics, for life, is the answer. What probiotics are is all the good bacteria that will help strengthen your immune system. It helps fight the bad bacteria, and it helps remove the toxins from your body. So if you take if you use the lifestyle mix that I have available at redconrad.com in the health products section, not only are you getting probiotics and prebiotics, which will help strengthen your immune system, it's also chock full of other vitamins and minerals and nutrients that will also help boost your health and start removing this toxic buildup that you've amassed over the years from these antibiotics and vaccinations. And over time, you will start seeing the benefits of using this lifestyle mix. I also recommend the Boost, which is also in the health product section. Basically, what the Boost is a non-GMO sourced greens, but doesn't taste like greens. I don't like how greens taste. I don't know if you're into greens or not. They taste awful. The Boost is actually berry flavored greens. So you're getting your greens, non-GMO sourced green, all non-GMO greens, and it's berry flavored, so it actually tastes good. And that'll help boost your immune system, and it'll also help detox your body of all the toxins that have amassed over the years from the use of vaccines and antibiotics. I also recommend, if you're a tea drinker, the detox tea I have available, which you can find on redconrad.com in the beverages section. The detox tea is, you know, just what it says. It'll help your body detox. It's not one of these, you know, you're going to consume it and within 15 minutes you're taking a run for the bathroom. That's not how this works, so don't worry. It's just a tea that's made with different herbs that will help your body, you know, strengthen its immune system a little bit and push different parts of your body to function properly and push out all the toxins. These products, I recommend, I use them myself. I know for a fact they're all non-GMO. One of our teas, I forget which one, it might be the detox tea, is actually certified organic. So, you know, these brands and the products I offer at redconrad.com, you can trust. I use them myself. I'm using them for several months now. And my health has started to, you know, get better since using these products. And bottom line is, vaccines, bad. Antibiotics, bad. The government knows it's bad. The government and Big Pharma knows that they are killing us, and they do not care. They are profiting off of our being sick. They are profiting off of your illnesses. They're profiting off of you growing old and developing Parkinson's, developing dementia or Alzheimer's. They're profiting off of you developing diabetes, you developing arthritis, your children developing arthritis, your children developing diabetes, your children developing autism, and all of this is preventable. All of this is treatable. Type 2 diabetes, at least, can be cured through proper nutrition. These other ailments, like arthritis, autism, Parkinson's,
can be treated with pure nutrition. I'm not going to say cured because I haven't done enough research into the actual curing of, but you can get relief through pure nutrition. You can stop the progression of through pure nutrition. Like my arthritis, for example, I know because I'm using these products myself that the degree my rheumatoid arthritis is at right now, it might not reverse, but it's not going to get any worse because through these products, through these dietary supplements and a non-GMO organic diet, my body is able to repair itself. So my arthritis isn't going to progress any worse. It's pretty much going to, it could stay where it's at. It could get better. I don't know. But it's not going to get any worse. My diabetes, because I'm type 2, one day I might no longer be diabetic. I don't know that. I've only been on the products a few months. But I have heard stories from people that are on the products a lot longer than I am that have used these products to successfully fight off a few different types of cancer. So I do have high hopes that through extended use of these products, I will be able to cure myself of my type 2 diabetes. But time will tell that. But I do know that these products do help. These products are formulated to guarantee maximum absorption. So even if you're diabetic, you will still get the nutritional benefits from these products. And if, basically, if you're listening to this, I know at some point in your life you've received a vaccination or you've used an antibiotic. If you didn't do so in your adult life, I can almost guarantee you did in your childhood. So I'm going to say, you know, that you're in the same shoes as I was before I started taking these products 4 months ago, 5 months ago. And your body has accumulated massive amounts of toxins because of those antibiotics you used, because of those vaccinations you received. And these products can help remove those toxins and can help your body begin to repair itself so that you can reduce your risks of developing Parkinson's in your future, of developing dementia in your future, reduce your risks of developing cancer in your future. I'm genetically predisposed to Parkinson's. My grandfather just recently died of Parkinson's. So I'm actually hoping that through my using these products and switching my diet to non-GMO organic diet, I can, you know, prevent myself from developing Parkinson's. Obviously, time will tell. If I still, you know, develop it, well, then my body was just that bad off. But I'm hoping that's not the case because, unfortunately, you know, my arthritis was pretty bad, my diabetes was pretty bad, and I had another infection for 16 years I was fighting on top of a few other problems. So, you know, compared to the average person, my health was pretty horrible. So I don't know what my future is going to bring, but I can say that so far, in the few months I have been using these products, my health has been getting a lot better. And I have heard a lot of really good stories from other people that have been using these products a lot longer than me and have changed their diets a lot longer ago than I did. You know, because you'll see on my website there that I've been into this health thing for the past 10 years, give or take. But I've been bouncing back and forth diet-wise. I've pretty much, you know, I haven't been doing vaccinations. I haven't been using antibiotics, really. But as far as the dietary supplements go, I've been back and forth with that until I finally found this brand that I'm using now. And this brand, I actually feel the results. I actually see the results. So I'm going to keep on using this brand of dietary supplement. And I've also been kind of back and forth as far as my diet goes over the years. So, long term, I can't really say myself personally, but others that have switched their diets and have switched to this brand of supplements, their stories are absolutely amazing. And there's so much more benefits that these products can provide to you, other on top of, you know, boosting your immune system and ridding your bodies of the toxins from those vaccinations and antibiotics. There's so much more benefits that these products can offer you. And then when you do get sick, like I said, use the boost. Like, use it now for a month or so, just to, you know, help your body get rid of all those toxins. And then when you do get sick, use the boost instead of an antibiotic. Or continue to use it to help prevent yourself from getting sick. So lessen your chance against it, because you'll have, a fully functioning, peak performing immune system. Use the lifestyle mix. You know, I drink mine with my breakfast. Because not only does it help your immune system, it also helps your metabolism. It helps, you know, other parts of your, other things in your body. You know, I drink mine with breakfast. I like the vanilla and the strawberry, but it also comes in a few other flavors. Then there's a detox tea if you're a tea drinker. I definitely recommend drinking that. You know, you don't have to every day, but just whenever you're in the mood for tea, have a cup of your detox tea. Because as you're eating foods that aren't non-GMO or aren't organic, or even just as you're going out and about, breathing in the air on your way to work or at work, you're going to be getting those toxins or invasive bacteria. So a cup of detox tea every few days, along with, you know, your boost and your lifestyle mix, or, you know, any of the other products we offer, will help your body keep your immune system and the rest of your body in peak performance. It'll help reduce your risk of getting sick. It'll also help reduce the risk of developing a more severe illness down the road. I highly recommend these products. I highly, highly recommend you change from your GMO brands to a non-GMO organic diet. And I highly, 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 highly recommend stopping the use of antibiotics and stopping vaccinations. Again, you can read the blog post, which has a little bit more information on it, as well as links for further reading. I also have a link to Dr. Rima's website up there as well, so you can get information from my blog post. Just click on that link there to go over to Dr. Rima for her vaccination card. Again, that's redconrad.com. You can go there to find these products that I'm talking about. You can go there to find the blog post that has a little bit more information about vaccinations and antibiotics that I believe is really important. I think you really need to go read that blog post, read that information. What I've said in this podcast make a little bit better sense, a little bit more sense once you read that blog post. And then I've got links down below in the blog post to further reading, including that link to Dr. Rima. And Dr. Rima has a lot of information on her website about vaccinations, the dangers of vaccinations, and then information on her vaccination card. So that being said, I appreciate you listening to this episode of Red Conrad's Wellness. I'd appreciate it if you click to follow this blog. If you're on Anchor, follow the blog. I don't know if Apple or Podcast has a follow button. If they do, please follow. And I will see you in the next episode. Again, I'm Red Conrad. You have just listened to this week's episode of Red Conrad's Wellness. Please click to follow this podcast to get updated on all the newer episodes. Please visit redconrad.com. Click to follow the blog so you get emailed every time a new blog post pops up. Again, the blog posts are up every Saturday. this week's blog post has additional information about vaccinations and antibiotics, as well as information about that vaccination card. You also find other information there as well, other topics. On redconnor.com, you will also see information about these products I've been discussing. So redconnor.com, follow the blog, click through that blog post, definitely click over to Dr. Rima's page for information she has available for the vaccination card, and all the information she has about vaccinations, all the things that she has about vaccinations. And I believe that's all I got to say. So I really appreciate you all listening. I hope I will see you in the next episode. One last time, redconrad.com. Follow the blog. Read this week's blog post about the vaccinations and antibiotics. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you again. Red out. God bless y'all.